The Gunnik Creek Hatchery closed in 2014, owing about $22 million to the state of Alaska. The state foreclosed on that debt and put the facility up for sale. Now it belongs to NCRA, which completed the purchase this month. Fred Parody is deputy commissioner of the state's Department of Commerce, Community, and Economic Development. He says the Division of Economic Development held title to the hatchery after foreclosure on loans to the prior owner, the Cake Nonprofit Fisheries Corporation.
The division put the hatchery up for public sale via public notice, and in doing so, we were pursuing the best interest of the state in getting that asset back into production. So the Cake Hatchery is a permitted salmon hatchery, and having it in production is far better than having it idle.
Parody says NCRA was the only bidder on the property.
We were very happy to cooperate with the city of Cake and NCRA in getting the hatchery sold. We were in close communication with both the city and the tribe in Cake as we sorted out some easement issues. And one of the other doors the sale opens is to IPEC, Inside Passage Electric Cooperative, and their development of the potential hydro on Gunnik Creek.
IPEC is Cake's electricity provider and is looking into building a hydroelectric power plant at an existing dam on Gunnik Creek. According to a past study, the project could deliver about half of the diesel-dependent community's power needs. With the purchase, NCRA receives about 3 acres of land, the hatchery building, some residences and outbuildings, along with a small hydro generation plant and a pipeline that runs from the dam to the hatchery. When the hatchery reopens, it could mean a few permanent jobs and other seasonal work for taking eggs from the returning salmon. NCRA's general manager, Steve Reifenstuhl, says initially salmon eggs will be brought to the Cake facility from the Hidden Falls hatchery on Baranoff Island.
It's going to take a couple of years to get the hatchery program up and running. We're going to have to invest $2.5 million to get there. And then we've got to wait, even though we can jumpstart this program by bringing fish from Hidden Falls to release in front of Gunnik Creek, it still takes three, 4 years before those fish will be returning to Gunnik Creek.
The Cake Hatchery gives NCRA another site to produce brood stock for chum salmon.
Ultimately, once we modernize the facility, we will be able to take 60 million eggs at Gunnik Creek and hatch them out at Gunnik Creek and move those fish over to Southeast Cove.
Southeast Cove is a remote rearing site on Kiyu Island nearby Cake. Chums from Hidden Falls have been released there since 2013, and returns have been good in the first years, much better than releases closer to Hidden Falls. Over 200,000 chums are projected to return to Southeast Cove this year, and cost recovery fishing on those returns will help pay for the upgrades at NCRA's newest acquisition. The Cake Hatchery could also eventually produce chums for a new remote release site that started up in Thomas Bay near Petersburg this year. It won't just be chums at the site. NCRA has a permit to release 200,000 Chinook smolt there as well. Reifenstuhl says they don't plan to produce those kings in Cake because of the water quality in Gunnik Creek, but they do plan to bring those fish over from Hidden Falls. He thinks those kings will have two benefits.
Be good for the community of Cake, and we think that having a different release site or this new release site, it may benefit trawlers better than it did at Hidden Falls, than that same production at Hidden Falls.
Other kings making it past the troll fleet and returning to Gunnik Creek could be caught by anglers in that community. Both Reifenstuhl and Parody say they'd rather not disclose the terms of the sale. Here's Reifenstuhl.
We got it for what we thought it was worth, considering we have to invest $2.5 million.
The hatchery in Cake started in 1973 as a high school project. Community members formed a nonprofit and incorporated in 1976. Dave Omer is plant manager at the Trident facility in Petersburg. His company has the cost recovery contract to catch NCRA's chums at Southeast Cove. He thinks the Gunnick Creek purchase is good news on multiple fronts.
There were jobs out there for a long time and activity, seasonal jobs for locals and things like that. And with the closure, that was lost. So, I mean, I think just having more economic activity and job opportunities is fantastic. For NCRI, it gives them another site to be able to incubate and do some things and take brood stock. And for fishermen, I mean, not directly with the buying of the hatchery facility, but just as Southeast Cove grows as a site for returning fish, it's going to be excellent for people here in Central Southeast and trollers or fishermen out of Cake.
The first young salmon are expected to go into the water at Gunnick Creek in 2018. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.